It's Lincoln's number one at workstation, B107.3. And in town, in Lincoln, I have found Lincoln brings to town some of the most amazing productions. And one that's known worldwide, Tony winning, I believe, Rent is here locally at the Tada Theater. And joining us from Rent, Rachel Washington, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for having me today.
Now, Rachel, before we jump into this, we had a question today that we were asking everyone. As an adult, what is something you should know how to do, but you don't?
I feel like I should know how to whistle.
Oh, you don't know how to whistle? That's like the one talent really, I have.
I was like, what a basic life thing. You know, I have a dog. I should be able to do this to call it. No, nothing. Just air.
I love it. Hey, I whistle backwards. I have to suck in air to whistle.
Oh, I have heard. Okay, I've heard to try this. See, maybe I'll give it a try.
I'm trying that right now. I can't.
Now, Rachel, you are in an iconic production, and we are so excited that it is here. It's Rent, and you play Mimi Marquez. Tell us what it was like when you auditioned and found out that you got the role of Mimi.
Absolutely. So I lived in New York for about 5 years, and Rent was definitely one of the musicals. I was like, wow, I want to live in the city with so much life and music and different kinds of people. And getting the role is it's my favorite role. It's, if I was ever on Broadway, it would be my dream role to play this in the show. So doing it in any setting, at any place, is an absolute honor. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So I did some research, and I see that you are from Nebraska, correct?
I am, yes.
Oh, what part?
Born and raised. I'm from Lincoln. I went to Pius X, and then I went to UNL for my undergrad.
Awesome. So you're coming home.
I'm coming home. I live in Denver right now. I'm in a graduate program there. So it's nice to be home for the summer. Mm-hmm.
So has all your family come to see you?
They are absolutely going to be there. My mom, as soon as she found out, she bought up tickets and was like, let's go. I can't wait to see
you. Oh, she's got to be so proud.
Yes, absolutely.
As I discovered your Instagram, one of your doggos, which, by the way, the two puppo doggos that you have are adorable. One of which just had a birthday, and you're about to celebrate a birthday. Is that right?
Indeed. I'm calling it my Jonathan Larson birthday, and I'm turning 30. Woo! So it's coming up during the show. So it's perfect. Mm-hmm. It's perfect timing.
So are you going to celebrate big time here in Lincoln when you turn 30?
I do suppose that is the plan. I can't wait to just be with family, you know? We weren't able to do that for such a long time.
That's awesome.
It's really nice, really special.
Now, Rachel, if someone has not been to see Rent, or maybe they're not into theater and they don't know exactly the themes of Rent, tell us a little bit about it.
So Rent premiered on Broadway in 1996. And it is actually known as a rock opera. Mm-hmm. So everything that is sung and spoken, except for, I believe, maybe the first opening monologue, is actually underscored with music. So it also brings Hamilton, right?
Of course.
Made such a big splash because of the way that it was presented mm-hmm. as rap. Mm-hmm. Rent was basically the first rock musical to come into Broadway following such big tap and dance and more classically trained shows. So Rent kind of brought people into the theater that hadn't been in the theater before. It talked about real people with real struggles. Not that there aren't real struggles everywhere, but struggles that weren't talked about. Let's go with that. The HIV, the AIDS epidemic. I mean, we weren't, people didn't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So bringing it in, put it in people's face and was like, listen, these people are just like you and I. They are artists, they are musicians, they are intelligent, and they just want to be seen and heard. And so it really brought everyone together and kind of puts everyone on a more humanistic level between each and everyone. So it's a really special musical. I could talk about it for hours. Jonathan Larson is, rest in peace, was a genius. Absolutely.
So when can we catch the production of Rent, because you're here for a couple of weeks.
Yes. So we premiere, we open up on June 9th. Please, everyone, come. We run through the 26th of June. We are at Tadao Theater, located in the Creamery building upstairs. And we will have shows on Thursday, Friday, twice on Saturdays and Sunday.
Now, did you audition specifically for Mimi? If you weren't Mimi, who else would you like to be in the cast?
Ooh, who would I like to be in the cast? If I could do a miscast, I would honestly really want to play Angel if I could play that role. If I could play that role, I would do it. It's not for me, but if there was ever a role I could play, because Angel is the heart of the show, the glue that holds it together, and I just think it's a very special role. But yes, I did specifically audition for Mimi. She's really grounded, and I think out of everyone, she's the one I identify the most with in the cast.
I love this so much. All right, so we got to get our tickets. What's the starting price? Do you know, Rachel?
Yes, $25.
Ooh.
$25.
Okay, you get to see Rent for $25?
That's a steal.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right, so you got to log on to tadatheaterproductions.com. Is that correct?
Yes. That is correct.
All right. And it's the 9th through the 26th. And we are so excited to have you come home to Lincoln. You want to stop in and stop into the station and say hi. You are more than welcome.
Oh,
we'd love
please.
To have you.
That would be fun. You. Doors are open.
Thank you both so much. I really appreciate your time. Can't wait to see you all at the show.
Happy early birthday.
Woo-woo.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel. We can't wait to see you in Rent.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.